Okay? Now, approximately 29% of you said no. So, 79% you say yes. Amen? Am I close? Did I do my math right? I don't want to lose this math. So the issue gets to be, this is the reason I want to share this message. Because I've been one of those to struggle about how complete am I in Jesus Christ. And I've had to learn by faith and by trusting the cross is the finish line. It's been finished. Now, I know some of you are sitting here saying, now, Bob, I know it's finished, but you know what? Today, I don't feel like it's finished because I'm still struggling. For me to be able to pass the test today with Delbert being here, I want to say three things before we get started, and I want to finish with three things when we get done so he knows I obeyed what he asked me to do. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is your only way for total salvation, and he's your only hope, and you have victory in Christ today. Amen? Amen? All right. What do I want you to be? I want you to be the living sacrifice out there for the people out on the street who need to know Jesus. And what do I want you to do? I want you to die to yourself today and the days to come so you can live your life. Now, this word victory, it's an invincing moral harmony or a sense of fulfillment. It's that conviction or that testimony. It's having won a victory, a triumph, a conquering, or by characterized by victory. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Now, as we look at life, this is a grace room today. Now, we're going to have some interviews today. Okay? I got a mic here. So you can say no. Okay? So, Mark?
Yes, sir.
What does grace room mean to you?
Grace room?
Yeah. You're living in a grace room. What's the word grace mean to Mark?
Well, I
we need that on. Is it on?
Then there we go. I figured it out. I guess spur of the moment because I didn't have time to plan this, Bob.
That's why we're doing this, Mark. Because I want, you know, it says be ready to give your testimony at all times. Amen?
Amen.
So Mark gets to be the testimony in the moment.
Everybody else, you have time to think of your answer.
No, you're the only one that's going to get the answer.
Perfect. So I would say that it is a place I can go without judgment and be who I am.
Amen. So you're not in judgment in this room here today because you're in a grace room, all right? Unmerited love. You didn't do anything to get this. Would you agree?
Well, I follow Christ, and that gets me here.
Yes, but is it about your works or your performance?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So you're in this grace room, and it's not about your performance today, okay?
So we got to know the crosses represent Jesus Christ, and you're living in victory today because of Jesus Christ, okay? Now, you don't have to agree with me.
So let me take you to another spot here. I gave you, everybody has in their bulletin a white sheet of paper. Would you pull that out, please? And I'm hoping everybody's got a pencil, or you can borrow one. I'd like everybody to draw a circle on your piece of paper. So I'm a little different at this preaching stuff, okay? I believe you should be active and not just sit there and look at me and talk, okay? So let's engage today.
I don't need this mic anymore. That's for the next person that wants to talk. Like, Bob, you want to talk next? No, okay. All right, so I'll get back up here so I can see the people up above, too. Okay, draw a circle. Put your name in that circle, if you would, please. So around that circle, I want you to write a number from 0 to 10. Zero. I don't feel any completeness in my life. I don't see any victories in my life. So put from 0 to 10, give me what you see as your number for you. Mark, you can't fail this.
Not this time.
So put a number in that circle.
What's the number representing?
10 means I'm totally victorious in my life, the way I'm living. 0 says absolutely none. So has everybody got their number? I'm going to have to put this mic down. Everybody got their number? I'm looking up there. You guys got your numbers? All right. So let's hear some numbers. 10. 8. 8. 8. 3. 9.5. Jesus says you're complete in him. So where are these other numbers coming from? Oh, my belief window. That's right, man. Because let me ask you this question. So I want you to, here's what the next thing I want you to do. I want you to write 4 words across your piece of paper. So let me get there. Put this down. I want you to write 4 words down. First one is belief. The next one I want to write if. The word if, I-F. The second or the third word, behavior. And the fourth word, result. So let's write down or think about the word belief. Jeff? Is it okay if I ask you a question about, okay. All right. So, Jeff, what number did you have?
Well, we only had one sheet of paper, and my wife took it upon herself to write 5-ish.
Okay, 5-ish. Okay. So, okay, this is good. I love this. Okay. I'm serious. This is good. Because if the number is 5, what kind of behavior will I work out of 5? What do you think?
Fear.
Fear. That's good. That's good. Everybody agree that, I'm serious, this is good stuff. Now, what's the result if I keep living in fear?
Well, there's a lot of different results, Bob, depending on kind of what part of your life you're dealing in. But typically, I think it causes us to pull away from relationship, to maybe not step out in faith, to not emulate Jesus as we go about our day because we don't feel quite worthy enough. So, I mean, go on and on.
But no, that's good. Not feeling worthy enough. Now, has anybody ever felt that same place in life? You weren't worthy enough? All right, you can all shake your heads, okay? You all shake your heads. All right, up there too, shake your heads. Amen. Mark's shaking his head up there. All right, now, so let's take this belief window to a 10. If it is a 10 in Christ, don't know, we're talking the cross here. So what would your behavior be then?
Well, behavior at that point, it would seem to me, is because of the peace and joy in Christ.
Right.
There's no condemnation. I mean, the scripture talks so much about the way we will feel at that maturity. Chrissy's verse this morning, you know, that we can, you know, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when challenged, because that maturity, the perseverance, brings the joy, the peace, that feeling that I'm loved by him, and it really doesn't matter whether you love me, Bob, or I've made Mark happy today, or Delbert approves of, you know, what I'm saying right now, or if my wife later on is going to like what I make for dinner, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you would say your behavior would find joy. Is that correct?
Joy is part of it. I mean, it doesn't find it. It is it.
Peace?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what would the result, if you're living in that place with that joy and that peace, what would the result be in your life? What's your thoughts?
I think we've said it all. The peace, the joy, harmony.
So would you be acting out of hope in this?
Well, that's a good question, because I think once, at that point, I'm not sure that hope is because of that feeling. I mean, I think we're more hopeful when we're 7, 8, you know, 5-ish, whatever it is. If I'm 10, you know, then I'm in eternity at that point, aren't I, Mark? Isn't that where 10 is, really? I mean,
okay.
Is there 10 here on Earth?
So here's the is there a what?
Is there 10 here on Earth?
I say there is because of who you are in Jesus Christ.
I believe you.
That's what has to go home today.
But I don't feel it.
Okay. Now, that's, and what did he say? I don't what?
But I don't feel it.
Come on. At some
now,
point,
some days I'm not a 5-ish. I'm a 9.997. You know, I come home from a walk and I'm boo, you know. And then there are days when I come home from work and I'm a 2.
Jesus says you're a 10.
All the time.
So why are you arguing with Jesus?
I don't know. I mean, really. What did you... Can I have that thing you wrote down?
See, I didn't have to write a sermon.
So, as... This 15 is words into what he said this morning? She wrote, "We hold God's position in our lives when we choose not to forgive ourselves or others." We take the position. We take his position so often. Every day we do it. You know, if I'm at a... Okay, so I'm driving to Pendleton.
You're doing well.
And somebody's passed... I'm doing, you know, 58. I'm speeding. I'm technically breaking the law. Mark knows, right? You drive to Pendleton. Some dude blows by me. He's behind me, you know, freaking out for 20 minutes. Finally gets by me. And I'm sitting there judging this guy the whole time. Like, what is this guy's problem? You know, why should I care? The funniest part about it is we get down next to the Franz bread store, and I'm right next to him.
He did not do
that. He didn't get anywhere. But I don't know. I don't know what causes us to... I guess it's because we're still in the world. The world is around us, and the world, as you said earlier, you said to Cindy, do works matter, performance matter? Well, it doesn't in Christ, but it does at the state of Oregon. It does at Weston Middle School. It does at my parents' house last night. It did, you know, I mean.
That's right. You're right.
Sorry to be so blunt. But
I'd rather
I think it's your sermon, though, isn't it?
This was not staged.
Only God could do what we're doing here right now.
Have you had enough of me?
I might be back.
Okay.
You see, people, I'm no different than you. I can struggle with that 10. Okay? Why do I go there? Well, I tell you an experience that I've had in the last year. I had an experience of reading material that said to me personally, Bob, you are fused with me. We are not disconnected in any way at any moment, even though you may think you are. Okay? And I've had to choose to see how God sees me, not how Bob sees me. And there's a big difference. The 10 is at the cross. If there's anything you take away from today, the cross is what you are in Christ. And if you take from that, then you're trying to be the self-God yourself and rule your own life. Out of fear, out of guilt, shame, and all those places. And the result is you're not going to live in a place of joy or a place of peace. Because here's what I believe. Here's my scripture of the day. You can hate me for this or love me for this. Thank you. He was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. Now, isn't that a joyful situation? He says, every day, I want you to deny yourself and take up my cross, my cross, not your cross, my cross, and I want you to follow me. And now I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, okay? And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside all selfish interests. and take up this cross daily, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow me, okay? Believing Bob, conforming to my example, in living, and if it need be, suffering, perhaps dying because of faith in me. Carry this cross daily? I mean, deny me daily? I mean, seriously, God, are you real? And he says, yeah. So if you follow those verses after 23, what he says? Anybody got that one down? What follows 23? Anybody got? Jeff's on us. Yeah. What's it say, Jeff? Hold it. We got it. We got to have this so we can hear.
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. Continue. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self?
Amen. Good. Okay, so if I want to get my life, I've got to lose my life. Okay? So,
I have something I want to share with you that this comes from a book called The Cure, but I kind of put my own words to this. The other day, right after a failure, I experienced Jesus putting his arm around me, and he whispered, I know, I've known before the world began, and I'm not ashamed of you, I'm not angry with you, I'm crazy about you, I've got your back, I'm here, and I love you. And you know, this felt very uncomfortable for me to experience God this way. And I had to ask myself, why? Is it time for me to risk believing that what Jesus did on the cross purchased not only heaven, but this scene like Jesus putting his arm around me and this relationship, this unmerited affection, understanding his love, that total grace, this way is intended for me to give myself permission to trust his love every moment of every day for the rest of my life. Is that a place you want to live? Do you see that Jesus would put his arm around you and say, I love you, I'm keeping you? And as I was talking about the victorious life, my wife gave me these words. We have to have a basic belief. Yahweh is for me, and he's not against me. I think that is a basic truth. We either live with that truth or we die, because we're going to keep trying to perform well enough. And I really believe everybody in this room, this is honest truth. I believe everybody in this room has good intentions to do what is right. I believe this totally. And what that does, and with my good intentions, I'm always striving to be good enough to see this love come into my heart. And it's me trying to work hard enough to receive this love that Jesus said it's already finished at the cross. The cross is our only hope today, in my opinion. Okay, we'll talk later if we need to. But I see this grace that's at this cross, this love, is something that wants to keep me and not leave me. A love that says, Bob, you're totally finished in Victory Christ today. Not tomorrow, today. In the name of Jesus, I am finished by the blood of Jesus. I've been redeemed. I'm whole, complete, and I'm totally what I need to be in Christ today. And I can choose to believe that, or I can deny that. If I choose to deny that, Larry, so what's going to happen, Larry, if I deny it?
If you deny it, you lose it.
Okay. And what's that look like, Larry?
Well, it can look like all kinds of things. I got to work with some guys who maintained that they never had a break in their entire life. I'd say, why are you down like this? And they'd say, sold a few drugs. And I said, well, did you have to collect any money? Oh, well, yeah. And I said, were you successful in collecting money? Well, yeah. And I said, okay, you had one win, right? If you had one, you can have more. And that's what we built on.
Okay, so one day at a time.
One day, one project at a time.
Amen, amen. Are you ready? So, you guys, I love you. You are so cool. You know, I can't plan this stuff, man. I'm serious. This is all good. Darren told me no. That's good. A no is a no, and a yes is a yes. Amen? So, where does this get us in our destiny? That is the biggest, I think, question we have. Why are we here? What's our purpose? What's our destiny? Chris, you told me the other day out there in the field, we talked about destiny, remember? Would you be willing to share a little bit of that? What's destiny mean to you, and what's the result of it?
Well, for me, destiny is living out my identity in Christ. Not who I say I am or what I can make. It's living out who he says I am.
And then what is the result of that, Chris? What are you going to go do with that?
Well, the result of that is sharing that with somebody else. Because I think we're all struggling with who we are, or do we matter, or do we have a purpose? And so when we find somebody that says who we are and what our purpose is, then we can share that peace with somebody else.
Amen. So our destiny comes from our identity in Jesus Christ at the cross. Amen? I mean, that's the finish line. It's there. And we can live in the 10. Amen? Because of Christ living through me. Okay? All right. Colleen, would you be willing to share something? You've been going through some trials.
Yes, I have.
You and I have visited a couple of times. Tell me a little bit about those trials. Can you tell me about that joy through those trials?
Well, when you get older, and you can't do as many things like teach the kindergarten kids Sunday school, for instance, you have to start thinking, you know, what am I worth in this church? And that's a little bit hard. But when you go through something like a stroke, and you think, oh, goodness, is this the end? And there's only joy in that. And I am so thankful for the friends in this church, because you keep saying, are we ever alone? No way. But not only am I not alone because Jesus is with me, I'm not alone because all of you have been there. And I think about this number you gave us. I don't think I could ever quite get to 10 because I can't believe Jesus is still blessing me. And you go to the hospital and they say, you had a stroke. And you think, wow, is this going to be it? And so what? He just keeps blessing. And the doctors smile and the nurses are great. And people come to see you from your church. And they're just blessings that continue. I can't believe it.
So God is at work.
Yes.
And we find the joy. So here's I want to share a scripture with you. There's two scriptures I'm going to share with you that have meant a lot to my life because of who gave them to me. Okay? Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. It's a verse you have to carry. I am crucified in Christ. This cross is a crucifixion. I'm crucified in Christ. It's finished. I'm crucified. And I do this by faith. I don't do this by sight. And this is where trust comes in. This is where humility comes in. Dying to self. Luke 9:23. Okay? And here's it out of the Amplified. I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. So this crucifixion is, I'm living in Christ. Where is Christ placed? Right at this very moment, where is Christ placed? What's the scripture say? See, not only in us, but he's at the right-hand side of the Father. If Mark, what you just said is true. Christ lives in me. And Christ is at the right-hand seat of the Father. Are we in a throne room right here in this place? I want you to think about this. This is a teaching I've had to receive. When we pray, we're in a throne room. We're not just in a place. We're in a throne room with Jesus Christ. Amen? And the Holy Spirit living in us gives us the hope of this journey. Amen? Now, how hopeful are you today? Are you a 10 or not a 10? Now, you can argue with God all you want. Go ahead. I've never wanted this. I'm just getting real here. I've never wanted trying to. And I've tried to be angry with God. You know what? He's healed me of that. And I'm not saying I can't go back there. But to me, the victorious living is accepting right here this cross of Jesus Christ. And once I want to take that back, then I lose the peace and the joy of life that I want. Brother Al, he's got to say something. Here. This is important. Go for it.
So you just pull into the field for your first seeding of peas, and the computer goes on the blank. Where is the cross in Bob Johns' life right there?
That is a very good question. Well, the first question is Jesus wants to know, what's Bob going to do with it? And then what does Bob do with it? Here's what I have to do. I have a hired man that says it could always be worse. So I have to go to the place it could always be worse. And as far as I know, Jesus Christ living in me, there's always hope. Amen? Even though there's frustration, disappointment, discouragement, I have to trust by faith that I'm going to get taken care of. And if I can't take care of it, that situation, you know what I do? I go ask for help. One, I could go to prayer. I guarantee you I've done this more than once. Jesus, this piece of equipment is broke down. I don't know how we're going to get it running, but we need wisdom and knowledge right now how we're going to get this finished. You got to tell me how we're going to do this. I don't know. So then I have to start trusting other people who have more knowledge than me to say, how can we fix this computer? And there it goes. And sometimes we get it fixed. The other day we started up a piece of equipment. And we went to do our rates on our liquid side, and it wouldn't work. Right, Chris? Now, it just worked last fall, and we just took the drill back to the shop, and it should work again, shouldn't it? I mean, really? Come on, man. It was working when we quit. Now it should start up again. Well, something electronic's gone bad. So now we got to put some more parts on. You know what? We will get this done. We will get this done. It was finished. And, oh, I guess I should have started out. We seeded some peas yesterday. I'm so excited. 2 weeks ago, we tried to seed them in the snow. A week ago, we tried mudding them in. And yesterday, we got to plant them. Hallelujah. In 3 weeks, you should see those little green pieces coming out of the ground. And I'm going to dig out there and see if they're all coming. And this is an exciting day. Do you get this? This is a farm day. Amen. The other verse that I want to share with you that is this is significant for me, I'll be honest with you. Because I kept hearing this. I kept hearing this. And Luis Palau would keep saying this. And I said, I got to find this. And Earl, my brother Earl, he'd keep using this verse too. And I got to find this. Where is it? So I finally get the guts. You know, I ask him, you know. So here's the verse. Colossians 1:27. God chose to make known to them how great are riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope and guarantee of glory. Christ living in you, the hope of glory. If you're ever around old Louise, he'll keep using this over and over and over. And so out of the Amplified, God in his eternal plan chose to make known to them how great are the riches of the glory of the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope and guarantee of realizing the glory. All right, so to pass my test, I'm going to repeat. I would like to hope today in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you know that you're a 10 because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm just praying and believing that you will be enriched enough today, enriched by the word of God, the words of the testimonies of people, that you'll go live this out, and that it's okay to go and die daily and take up the cross, because that is the hope of the glory living in us, is I'm in this cross with Christ today, and I'm not going to quit. I will not quit until the day I die, and there's going to be those struggles like Al brought up. There's going to be days I'm going to struggle. My reason for my probably my biggest disappointment in life, because I made a rule. My rule is you don't fail. Whoa, that hasn't worked very well, guys. Trust me. Because if there's a messed up person in this room, I get the crown today. But the point is, it's finished at the cross in Jesus Christ. And worship team, come on up. Let's go to worship. But oh, I struggle with this 10 stuff. I was in class Wednesday night with Larry, and I'm just being honest with you. I put 8 down. And what does my wife put down? A 10. And she goes, "Don't you get it? You're perfect in Jesus. Why do you keep calling yourself less than a 10? I don't know. I struggle too. And I have days that I'm in the greatest of God's glory, and there's those days I just struggle. I just find in the peace, especially when some news comes along of discouragement, or something's happened in somebody's life, and this and that. And then I have to go, "Jesus, it's all about you today. It's not about me." And so if I could just, I have to die daily. And believe by dying I get my life back. And I think the bottom line, I like to say this. Until you and I truthfully want to let the love of this cross into us, I can never love somebody else. Because he first loved me. I didn't love him first. He first loved me because of the cross, because of the grace, because of the mercy. I get to be in the righteousness because Christ going to the cross, he considered all joy. It's in Hebrews. Go look. He considered all joy to go to a cross for you and I. Wow. Now that's something. Would I be willing to sacrifice that kind of love for somebody else? I don't know. This morning, seriously, come forward. Let us pray with you. Even afterwards, let us pray with you. Let's work towards the goal of the 10. And let's believe in this work by faith as we are living in the 10 that we are complete in Christ. That's the bottom line. We're complete in Christ because of the cross. Come forward. Come up here. And this song they're going to sing, we sang it last Sunday. Come to the cross. And in the song it says, "His arms are open wide." Would you like a hug today? Would you like to know your love today? Come forward. Let us pray with you. We got Delbert here. You guys know the team effort. Come on, team. Come on up. Some of you can stay in the back. We're here to give hugs. We're here to encourage. We want to put you in a place of trusting today. This love, this cross is the finish line. And it's the finish line today, not tomorrow. It's today. So let us sing this song. If it's touching your life, come forward. Don't hide. I think the greatest thing in life is if we can know the worst part of me could ever be shared and that you would still keep me. Wow. Still keep me. You won't throw me away. You won't abandon me. You'll still keep me. Wow. Now, is that not love? That's what the cross is for today. Let's go to the song. Why don't you stand, please?